Well, now to the southwest corner of Iowa, where crews are scrambling to protect the town of Hamburg from flooding. The Missouri River broke through two levees there yesterday. Now the Army Corps of Engineers is trying to reinforce the final barrier between the river and the town. Clay Masters of member station NET Radio got a first-hand view.
Farmer David Menser's house is built into the side of a bluff on the outskirts of Hamburg. Standing on his dirt roof, you can see the approaching Missouri River floodwaters. He points out where water created a 300-foot-long hole in the earthen levee.
See those buildings right over there? It's right back of it. You all almost can see it boiling a little bit.
The Army Corps of Engineers says Missouri River flooding this summer could rival the record years of 1952 and 1993 in some places. Menser is concerned about his crops, but says flood insurance will likely cover most of the losses. He's lived his whole life in Hamburg and says the last time the river got this high was 18 years ago.
That was from surface water, and then you had water coming down the bottom where it was wet out to the west right now, and then it worked its way down there, but not like this, where it's coming back at us.
Colonel Bob Rook is with the U.S. Corps of Army Engineers. He's been coordinating the effort to bolster the levee.
Yesterday morning, we had the full breach. About 300 feet of the levee gave way. I think you've probably seen the film of that. So we came back. We looked very closely at the levee we have going right now, and we were originally building that to an elevation of 916 feet. We've upped that to 919, and that's the work you're seeing right now.
Rook says if the levee breaks, parts of Hamburg could be under as much as 10 feet of standing water. Marta Ferry is staying put in her home because it's elevated. While many of her neighbors have already left, she's concerned that some really have nowhere to go.
The concern is there because I'm not in the floodplain, so I don't have flood insurance. So I did, to take the worry out, I did move some things, and my son is so very concerned about his stuff in his bedrooms in the basement.
Most of the businesses on Main Street have closed in anticipation of the flooding. The Blue Moon Bar and Grill is the only place around here serving lunch. Chuck Bear is eating a noodle casserole dish. Even though he's shut down his nearby bakery, he says he isn't too concerned. Talking with Blue Moon owner Wilma Hendrickson, he says he's hopeful the levee will hold.
I'm not worried in town now that they built the levee up out there. That 3 foot, they put 3 feet on the top of it. They already had a levee there, so we should be fine. And remember, that levee is just holding back water. It's not running water.
The river is expected to remain high at least into August. As residents up and down the river keep a watchful eye on water levels, people here hope their levee will do its job. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Hamburg, Iowa.